And a lot has happened at the Texas Water Development Board over the course of the last 2 years, and so appreciate the invitation to come give you all an update on what's been going on in that time. For those of you all that might remember a couple years ago or are not familiar with the Texas Water Development Board, just for the benefit of a quick history lesson, our agency has been around since 1957. We were established by the Texas legislature at the time in what we refer to as our drought of record in Texas, or the worst sustained drought on record, which ran from roughly 1951 to 1957. And really since that time, we've been involved in these three general areas. We operate and look like a water infrastructure bank. So we have billions of dollars in bonding authority to be able to raise funds and loan them to cities, water districts at low cost for those entities to be able to develop water projects or take care of existing infrastructure. We are the state's lead water planner in the sense that we develop a state water plan. We are the only state in the country that develops a state water plan of the comprehensive nature that we do. And we'll talk more about that here in just a second. And I also focus or make the point there are water science and conservation. We have some very talented, a lot of doctors in our building, hydrologists that are working on, we're doing research on different types of innovative water technologies. We're very involved and have a role in groundwater in the sense that we are responsible for maintaining statewide groundwater availability models that are used by local groundwater conservation districts in their permitting decisions. So agency established, again, really in response to drought. And a lot of the different sort of key events in the timeline of our agency when it comes to since when we were created and different programs that have been created is in response to drought.